Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Yeah, time to light it up. Everybody, let's light up. Wow, dude, is it Christmas time already, man?
It's closer than you think.
Come on, man. For real?
For real, yeah. It's closer than you think.
I know it is. You know how I know it is? Because Ocala's ready to light it up. It's this weekend. Light up Ocala.
Wow.
That was like, wow, right here. Boom.
Yep, it's here.
This Saturday, November 22nd, from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. downtown Ocala, they're going to have over 100 vendors there, live entertainment, interactive kids zone. Oh, do the kids have to come? Just kidding.
Wow. This is where you'd go. So, Bob, why do you hate kids?
I don't, as long as I have Benadryl, duct tape, and Velcro. Okay? And I won't say anything more about that. The statute of limitations isn't out yet.
Wow. I don't like the meds they gave you yesterday, but
they didn't give me monkeys or meth yesterday.
Oh, okay.
No, I said something, but hey, what about something for the pain? He's like, you got a significant other at home? I go, yeah. He goes, yeah, you can deal with pain.
Wow.
I shouldn't put that on the doctor.
No, you should.
He's a good guy. Very good guy, by the way. All right. The event will kick off with a Junior Sunshine Holiday Parade and a special appearance by...
Yes.
AOC.
What?
Just kidding.
That's like getting coal in your coal under your tree.
Just trying to get attention. Oof. Yeah, how would that go over in Ocala? Not too good. Gainesville.
Oh, they love her.
Oh, they'd be going crazy.
But they're crazy. So.
But they're crazy.
Yeah.
The lighting ceremony will begin at 6 p.m. There's all kinds of shuttle services they're going to have. So if you've been, you know the dealio. Can be a little busy and hectic. So get there early, and if you haven't been, just do a little bit of homework, have a little bit of patience, and no meth and no monkeys.
No.
At the light up Ocala, okay? That's where we draw the line, folks.
You know, one thing I love about that area there in Ocala is I still think it's cool when towns have a town square. You know, it's just kind of where things happen. It's your meeting place. It's just... traditional Americana. I just think that is so cool.
Well, we used to have that in Gainesville. It was called the Student Ghetto. But now they're tearing all that down.
Mm.
Then it'll be pretty.
Pretty what?
Pretty.
Yeah.
Just pretty.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Hey, what's Joy Reid up to?
Usually something.
You love you some Joy Reid.
Well, she's not very joyful most of the time.
How can you not love somebody named Joy? I mean, just saying their name.
She's in the same category as Joy Behar, Whoopi, Sonny. None of them are very optimistic, usually.
Joy Reid spoke out against transgender-identifying biological men being allowed to use women's facilities and admitted that she would freak out if she saw a naked man in the woman's facilities.
Huh.
So, wow, that is interesting.
Yeah.
Does she realize what the swimmers in the NCAA had to put up with with that swimmer in their locker room?
Does she realize this is usually something that Democrats are for
and
not against?
I don't think she read the memo. I think what she's going here is a real and honest reaction. I think that's what we're dealing with
here. That we're not used to from her.
No. No. Well, nobody told her what to say. It must have just popped up.
That explains it.
During an episode of Read This, Read That podcast with Jackie Reed, the two Reeds discussed a situation at Gold's Gym, which you probably know by now. There's been a lot of video on it. The woman on the video was quite outraged that a man, and I mean, if he was, there was no attempt that I saw in him trying to even look like a woman. He just seemed like a man walking right into the changing rooms of the gym. Now, later, I guess, in an interview, and I didn't get it at first, that it was the same guy. Now, he was attempting at this point to look very...
That's the one. That's the picture that I saw.
Yeah, very... Well, trying to look female. I just didn't have
didn't
the
work.
Mannerism. I mean, I don't know.
It doesn't work.
But actually. whatever he was up to. Mm-hmm. This involved a black woman and a transgender woman.
Yeah.
Jackie Reed shared how the black woman, who was actually kicked out of the gym... She got kicked out. You know that, right?
Isn't that crazy?
She got kicked out because she made a fuss over it.
Right.
That's wrong.
Yeah. It's so
You're standing
levels.
Up for yourself. You're standing up for your rights. You don't want to be disrobing or to have somebody else disrobe in front of you.
Right.
That's of a different biological sex.
Mm-hmm.
I could understand that that would make people uncomfortable. Jackie Reed also noted that the black woman, Tish Hyman, described the biological man as being a grown man with, I didn't know she saw it. I thought he was just coming into the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
But apparently,
she
didn't notice him coming into the changing area until he started to change. But... It was,
yeah.
I guess it was noticeable, I guess, what we're saying here.
Yeah, I think so.
This is when Greg kind of turns away.
And just let Bob.
Yeah.
Bob, here's some more rope.
How far?
Here's a shovel.
During the discussion, Joy Reid revealed that when she was working for MSNBC, which is now renamed MS Now, which hasn't quite caught on yet, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, but neither did MSNBC.
Well, that's true,
here's
too.
That.
And she said she would go to the gym, but she would always change in a private room. I would always change in like a private room because I'm like, I'm not trying to change in front of people like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need people to see me naked and then see me in the hallway later. But then I would come out of my little private dressing room and there would be women walking all around. I'm talking about women.
Yes.
Women walking around with their breasts out, swinging in the breeze. It's... not even like, wow, she gets quite descriptive. And
This is why you read things ahead of time.
Well, she says, don't walk up to me with no clothes on and talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk to you. Yeah, people have different levels of comfort, I think.
That's true.
If you grew up, you know, as an athlete, you changed around people all the time, it really isn't a big deal.
Right.
But if you're not used to that, you're not comfortable with that.
Right.
Especially women. It's uncomfortable. And if you can imagine a woman who already feels uncomfortable around other women,
right.
Think what they'd feel like being around a biological male strutting his stuff around there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. Joy Reid and... we'll watch for a follow-up because there will be. There'll be somebody who is going to – there's going to be a backlash against her.
Well, I think there's an odd twist, and I wasn't going to mention it, but you've dug the hole so deep at this point, it adds a twist. I believe that Ms. Hyman is actually a lesbian, which throws a whole nother thing into what's in front of what and who and all that. So it just gets more and more convoluted.
Yeah, You know, I think we were all better off when nobody thought or knew what might be on somebody else's mind. They would just go about the business of dressing or undressing and not lollygagging.
Yeah. I mean, same reason why we don't have parades to, you know, to tout our status, but some people feel the need to, and we don't really care about that sort of thing. Just do your thing. Keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself.
We don't need it marching down Main Street.
Keep your thing to yourself,
yes.
too.
Yeah, put a something on it.
Yeah, Tish Hyman was not.
Yeah.
Well, that does add a whole other dynamic to it of being even...
more confusing.
Well, more uncomfortable.
Well...
because you might not want that seen in any setting, marital or otherwise.
But
you see
now,
what I'm saying?
But now, are other people uncomfortable because of who's... because she's in there.
Oh.
See, that's a whole... that's what I'm saying. Once you open this door, this can of worms here, Bob, it spirals quickly. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll be more careful the next time I enter a story like that.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I doubt it, but it's a great
thing.
I'll try
to identify more of the facts.
Wow.
9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And in about 30 minutes, Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So definitely hang on for that, Things That Make You Smile. It's good, well, depending on who calls. 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Good morning. Did everybody sleep on it?
Yeah.
Isn't that a question we ask more often, maybe, as we get a little bit older? You never did as a kid. You know what I mean? You're a teenager. You're like, so, hey, Joey, how'd you sleep last night?
No, you're right. And you're absolutely right. But because I guess people have all kinds of sleep issues, sleep apnea, maybe just stress of adult life, we do ask that question a lot.
9:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer's always yes.
Well, Bob, did you sleep well last night?
I did sleep well.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Okay.
You see, we sleep different than they did in, say, like medieval times.
Okay.
They would actually sleep in two pieces broken up.
Really?
About the time the sun would set, they would go to bed.
Okay.
Then they'd get up like in the middle of the night. And, yeah, you know, sometimes they would try to, you know, maybe read by candlelight or tell stories or whatever. And then they would go back to bed and rise with the sun.
I wonder why they did that.
I guess it just had to do with, I don't know. There was, once, you know, more things were happening, working longer shifts, you know, I guess modernization, really, and lighting being universal, you know what I mean?
But why feel the need to get up in the middle of the dark?
Well, because they're going to bed earlier than most people do now. Like, if you're going with the sunset,
no, I see what you're saying.
And medieval times, and we're probably talking about, you know, Northern Europe.
Yeah.
So, you know, they had the same thing, Northern Hemisphere.
They thought about it.
You know, and yeah, they'd get up, and it could be like a family thing. Like, you know, you tell some stories, you have a little, you know, something to drink or a little snack or whatever, and then you go back to bed.
So you set the alarm clock for like 2 o'clock in the morning?
No, I don't think anybody set any clock.
Really?
I think that once you've established this kind of pattern, that you you intended to kind of stick to it.
That's interesting.
Now, I don't know that it was a rule, like you had to get up, like maybe not everybody in the family would join you, but I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I read this on the internet, so it has to be true.
It's got to be true.
Right?
Yeah, right.
I read this on the internet as well, but it came from Breitbart, so it's pretty good. And kind of irritating, to be honest with you.
Uh-oh.
Yes, the National Fraternal Order of Police, the FOP, that's the national level, together with the International Association of Chiefs of Police, sent a letter to Congress, and they urged them to reject national reciprocity for concealed carry.
Ooh,
now,
that's going to rub a lot of people the wrong way, Bob.
Well, yes, because, you know, that's the last thing you want to do. The people that conform to the laws of, like, concealed permitting and are a responsible gun owner and all that, they're the last ones that want to be in violation of the law.
Exactly.
They're going through all those steps because they're on the side of law.
Right.
This legislation, H.R. 38, sponsored by Representative Richard Hudson, a Republican, and it would treat concealed carry license of any state as valid in the other 49. And according to the FOP, the legislation exempts any person with a valid photographic identification from state or local firearms law who asserts that they are lawfully carrying a firearm under the laws of their own state residence. So anyway, it's basically, that doesn't explain to me in great detail.
I mean, if I'm driving from here and I'm going to go up and you know, hang out in liberal Asheville, North Carolina, and visit some in-laws, I don't want to have to think about crossing state lines if I'm carrying legal and all those kind of things. Because again, what do we say every time? The criminals don't care anyway. They're going to do what they're going to do anyway. So why punish us?
Yeah, I don't know why law enforcement would be against that, because even in states that don't require much training, and let's be honest, they don't really require much in Florida, but they require some training, a background check, fingerprints.
Right.
I mean, I don't have the statistic in front of me, but the people who are legally have concealed weapon permits are probably amongst the least likely to get arrested for anything. I mean, the statistics are extremely strong in their favor of being good law-abiding citizens. So I'm not sure why the FOP, the bill goes further and provides any person who is deprived of any right, privilege, or immunity may sue a law enforcement officer who would not be afforded qualified immunity. This makes it impossible for an officer to conduct any investigation with respect to ascertaining if the person is in fact compliant with the firearms law in their state of residence. It would also expose the officer to civil liability. For example, they were to secure the firearm while they conducted an investigation into other suspected criminal activity. They claim the national reciprocity for concealed carry would impact officers' safety, and it jeopardizes qualified immunity. And concerning that issue, qualified immunity protects officers from civil liability unless they violate clearly established statutory or constitutional rights. Any action the officer may take in reaction to the knowledge that the person they have encountered is armed could place that officer in very real legal peril.
Safety. I go back to the whole point. If I am a responsible, legal, caring person, and you suddenly discover, I get it, you don't want to do something stupid, but if I'm a criminal, I'm not going to tell you anyway. I'm probably just going to shoot you. So, no, I'm not buying that one. Not at all.
And look, if I'm pulled over by law enforcement, the first thing I do is tell them I'm armed.
Yeah, that's fine.
I tell them right away. My hands are clearly present. I'm doing it specifically,
right,
so they're not in fear or questioning or wondering. And I've been asked before when you get pulled over.
Yeah, it's the one who doesn't want to tell you that you got to be concerned about.
Yeah.
So that, you know, nobody backs the blue more than we do. But I'm not on board with that.
Well, remember, this is
it's national level. I get it.
Yeah.
Still, don't agree.
Mm-hmm.
Their logic is flawed.
Yep. Bad people come in all shapes and sizes, and you have to treat each one with a level of distrust, I guess, for lack of a better term, right? 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 15 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Good morning and welcome. It's 9:36. Happy, happy Hump Day, Trump Day, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and probably one of your top stories was going to be the Epstein resolution going to Trump's desk today. Certainly, still a big story, I guess, within context, but I think a bigger story is really unfolding, and kudos to Congresswoman Kat Kamick, who we spoke to earlier in the 8 o'clock hour. And seriously, we've got it on the podcast. If you missed it, you can find it on your favorite app. Catch up on every episode, Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Odyssey, and you're covered, okay? That was at 8:05 approximately with the Congresswoman today.
This is bigger in one sense. I agree with you.
Yeah. So here's like the part of the overview. The vote to censure Virgin Islands delegate Stacey Plaskett, the Democrat, for her relationship with the sex criminal Jeffrey Epstein, failed in the House on Tuesday night with three Republicans siding with Democrats. Now, there's more to the story than just her having a relationship, a friendly relationship with Epstein. Okay, there's campaign money issues there. And also when she was she had Michael Cohen, then Trump's lawyer, and he was testifying. She was questioning him in indirect contact with Epstein at the time. The bottom line is her behavior should preclude her from being on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. That's an extremely important position, and they look at extremely sensitive and top secret information. They oversee the FBI and the CIA. That probably tells you all you need to know right there. So you would say, well, why wouldn't Republicans, the law and order, the pro-military ones, why wouldn't they take it seriously and censure her? Well, they were like three votes short. And apparently, and according to Congresswoman Kat Kamick and other sources, the reason for it was some kind of back alley deal, backroom deal, where those three Republicans caved, basically, because the Democrats were dangling out there, oh, you know who's coming up for a vote next, the next censure vote, literally like coming up in minutes, Corey Mills,
right,
the congressman from here in Florida, who is, yes, in, he's definitely in some problems and issues related to a former girlfriend. So they were going to censure him.
Mm-hmm.
And these Republicans apparently said, okay, well, if we cave in, you know, some kind of horse trading went on. And so when they got to censuring him, the Democrats then just dropped it because that had to be part of their agreement.
I'm sorry. This is whether he did it or not, irrelevant. This is a state level kind of brouhaha with him, okay? Epstein, this is a worldwide problem, all right? And the fact that she's on these committees, which require, I don't know, judgment call, in secrecy, I mean, all those things, and yet she doesn't mind texting Epstein while she's grilling Trump's former lawyer, and she doesn't see a problem with that relationship? I'm sorry. Our Republicans failed us miserably on this.
Well, those few did.
Yes.
Lauren Boebert, she spoke out with a very loud voice. Our Congresswoman Kat Kamick spoke out with a very loud voice. I mean, they have a big presence on social media, and they made their statements, and yeah, she is. I know Congresswoman Kamick is tired of, you know, dealing with the swamp. It's tough enough when, you know, you know who the bad guys are and you try to get rid of them. And then, you know, you've got some bad guys on your own team that are not working for the benefit of the whole party and certainly not for the nation.
No.
And nothing against Corey Mills. I mean, I've met him a couple times. I found him to be, from what I could tell, a great guy and a man who served his country.
Right.
Now, did he get into some other things in over his head or whatever? It sounds like it, but, you know, we don't know for sure. Let that go through its process.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, Congresswoman Kamick had a conversation with him, I believe it was like just last night, and said, listen, Corey, if you didn't do some of these things, these allegations, then go to the Ethics Committee. And, you know, basically plead your case to them, and then you don't have to worry about the threat of being censured because this is going to stick around.
Right.
In other words, he'll always be that kind of ace in their pocket.
Yep.
And that keeps any Democrats from having to be policed, so to speak.
This is why it's a swamp. This is what we want cleaned up.
One of the quotes, those documents show that Delegate Stacey Plaskett, a sitting member of Congress, coordinated her questioning during an official oversight hearing with a man who was a convicted sex offender, a man whose crimes against minors shocked the entire nation. That was from, I believe, Ralph Norman, a Republican out of South Carolina, who introduced the censure. Yep, he says the House of Representatives have a responsibility and a duty to protect the integrity of this institution. And what we learned from the documents released by Jeffrey Epstein's estate is nothing short of alarming. So, of course, you had Democrats like Jamie Raskin, you know, the censure is just one more pathetic effort to distract and divert attention from the fact that the president's name appeared more than 1,000 times already in a small fraction of material released on Epstein. So that's what they have, is trying to connect Trump to Epstein. Uh-huh. It doesn't matter the time frame to them. It matters to us. Once he's convicted sexual predator pedophile, then Trump had no relationship with him after that. Mm-hmm. Is he mentioned by name, maybe in some emails and other things? Yes, he is, because that was the nature of Epstein. He was the sick pervert that, you know, we've all been discovering and discovered, but he was also a master networker.
Yep.
That's how you put those things, you know, together, frankly. And that's what he was. So if he can drop names, and then it, of course, it's obvious that when Trump was not going to be reciprocating in any way, shape, or form, I mean, he was written off by him, then you could see Epstein actually kind of turned against him. Mm-hmm. But even that being said, Epstein's own attorney said Donald Trump has never mentioned or, you know, been a part of any of this stuff at all. The number one witness before she killed herself, Joffrey, she said, no, Trump was never at, you know, there on the island. I never saw him, you know, never interacted, et cetera, et cetera. But the Democrats are still going to try to do everything they can. They'll try to smear and do any kind of damage they can, because they don't care about the factual side of it at all.
Yeah.
Look, frankly, they're desperate. They're extremely desperate. Yes, they had some wins in what? Blue New Jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a win in blue goofball blue New York.
That doesn't even, none of those even count.
Virginia?
No.
But they've had some wins, but overall, you look at the picture, you look at the polls, I just think it's so fascinating when that pollster guy, I'm sorry, I don't know his name, but he comes on CNN, and he just makes this case of just how terrible Democrats are doing in almost every area and how well Republicans and or Trump are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they have him on there. I mean, he's on there like every day with the polls. And he's basically, but he's telling the truth. But the truth shreds the Democrats in most of these polls. So you better believe they're desperate. And you have to wonder, What do they have up their sleeve as we get closer to these midterms?
Oh,
because the American people don't accept their policies, by and large. What do we call them? 80-20 issues?
Yeah.
And so they're fortunate to get whatever support they've gotten. But as they cave and push more and more to the far, far left, the left mm-hmm. Marxists and stuff, they're going to alienate the old school moderate Democrats.
But here's a concern of a lot of Republicans. All these distractions. The Republicans need to be on point. They need to be out there making their case for why you need to vote for our side and not get all hung up in all this garbage. Because, again, you know, the left, they've got their talking points. They've got their affordability. We need to be out there with our case going, hey, do you want babies to live? Do you want men in your daughter's, you know, locker room? We need to be out there with issues that affect real people every day.
Well, and the Republicans, I think, have done a pretty fair job on those particular issues. I think at this point, you need to have more. And that harkens back to mm-hmm. what you said. They bring up affordability.
Right.
And, you know, health care is on a lot of people's, all
sure
of our minds. You just had to redo yours. You're like, holy cow, how much could this go up?
Yeah.
And that's a conversation that everyone is having at mm-hmm. the kitchen table. And the Republicans need to be able to respond to that with some solid stuff.
Yes.
They can't just, you can't be this kind of generalized, mm-mm. you know, thing. Yeah. You know, well, we think the, you know, the American people will do better with, you know, their money and their decisions on how they would spend it on healthcare or whatever. You can say these flowery statements or whatever. And in fact, there may be a mechanism where that does make sense, but you're going to have to spell it out at least a little bit. You're going to have to flesh these ideas out in a way that the average person can understand. And that, so they really need to do that. The whole affordability thing and affordability when it comes to health care are going to be, those are going to be two big things, I think, that the Democrats are going to really try to persuade the American people that what they've got is a better direction to go in. I mean, we know factually it isn't. We know that the American Care Act was never designed for the long run. We knew it only survived based on subsidies. Those subsidies have had to go up. Insurance companies have gotten very, very wealthy from it. And, you know, caught short usually are the healthcare providers and the patients themselves. Mm-hmm. And nothing against insurers. They provide a service and you know, they have to make a profit to stay in business. But a lot of this has been, well, shall we say, excessive.
Yeah.
And it's all taxpayer money. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think we're on the same page here. Republicans have to get out there and show, you know, in very basic terms, here's what we stand for. Here's the things that we're going to do. Just
yep.
to say we're going to address health care. Hi, health care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm John Q. Republican. That's not enough.
No.
9:48 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up next, it's your turn. Call in. You know, even in the midst of all these problems and issues and challenges facing us, you know you're blessed. That's why I say, you know, it's a count your blessings kind of a moment. Call in with something upbeat and positive and share it with us. It's called Things That Make You Smile. It's brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call now, 877-975-9825. Good morning and welcome. Time for Things That Make You Smile. Looking for positive, upbeat thoughts that you share with us. And it's brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825. I'll tell you right off the bat what's making me smile. I visited the orthopedic doctor yesterday, mm-hmm. Dr. Tristan Allbush, who... I've got to tell you, I felt extremely comfortable with him. I thought he was very, very good at explaining all the different options that I had, the pros and cons of all those options. And I'm crutching it just a little bit.
Yes, you are.
But I am
down
doing
one crutch though.
And feeling much, much better than I was previous to the visit. So what he has done is definitely helped me. And then we'll reassess in a few weeks, see how the healing's going, and. And we'll go from there. But I got to tell you, it definitely makes me smile that I'm in far less pain than I was. And I feel like I'm on the road to healing. So I like that.
Well, you know, something that you just, it's making me think because that is so important, whether it's a medical doctor, whether it's your dentist, whatever. Having good communication and feeling better about even just a visit, that goes a long way.
Yes, it sure does. And, so far, so good. You know, I mean, this is all, these are all the things you start to deal with as your, you know, body ages and some of the things you beat yourself up with athletically and what have you. Come back at a later date to haunt. Good morning, Terry. What's making you smile?
Good morning. There's an older gentleman here in Williston that every morning he gets up. He goes to a restaurant here, and any time a veteran walks in, he offers to buy him breakfast.
Now, you got to figure out a way to buy him breakfast. That would make everybody smile. I like the story. Thank you for sharing that, Terry. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Two men allegedly admitting to being part of an international wildlife smuggling ring. They were caught with 81 monkeys stuffed in bags. Oh, and methamphetamine. This happened in Thailand. Thai rangers stopped the pair in a vehicle on Friday. And during the interaction, authorities reportedly found the drugs and the monkeys. Authorities seized the monkeys and the drugs, although they didn't disclose the amount of drugs that were found. Yeah. Meth, more fun than a barrel full of monkeys? Yeah, both will get you jail time. And that is your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. No monkeys, no meth. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.